Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Ryan Luckett.
And my name is Abby Murphy, and I got a bean head right now.
This is literally your hat.
You got a bean head.
This is literally your hat.
People that are listening right now, Abby's got a straight bean head.
All
right,
the third time you say it doesn't make it any more impactful than the first time.
It doesn't.
Lovingly. Well, you have a really nice hat on, actually. I really like your hat.
Thank you.
You know something?
It's a great hat, actually.
Something people might not know
what?
Is that you have a little elf ear.
All right.
You should show them.
This one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Ryan does have a cutie little elf ear.
Yeah.
I hope that our children have those elf ears. I'm not going to lie.
I got called elf occasionally.
Did you really?
School. Yeah.
Aw. How did that? It made you feel sad?
Yeah, it haunts me.
Dang. I'm sorry, Rhino.
Yeah, it's a tough one to come back from.
I like calling you Rhino, though.
Yeah, that's a good nickname. I've been called Rhino since I was, like, out the womb almost.
Really?
Devin always called me Rhino, but everybody else spelled it way differently.
Oh.
R-Y-N-O.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actual rhino?
Yeah, which I kind of enjoy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the animal spelling?
Yeah, I like having a nickname.
Oh, thanks. Hey, listen, if you're new here, my name's actually Abby. My name's not Ryan.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think they didn't figure that out?
Okay, you know what, everybody?
I mean, if you didn't figure that out, you need to just turn us off because
you
need to just
turn
dummy.
You didn't need to just turn us off. You're
a big fat dummy head.
Are engaged, and I am 22. Ryan is 25. Ryan's birthday is coming up soon. You're going to be 26 here in 2 months.
I love a birthday.
How does that make you feel that you're on the older side of your 20s?
You're
closer to your 30s than you were to when you turned 20.
Well, when you turn 25, you're already closer to your 30s.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you feel like what's the biggest difference of being 20 and then being 25?
Well, I think you're just older. I mean, there's not really that big of a difference.
But like mentally and emotionally?
Oh, well, I mean, I have a career now. Like whenever I was 20, I was in college with zero responsibility other than like figure out how to get a C in a class.
Were you saved yet at 20? No, you got saved at 21, right?
No. Yeah. I was 21. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's literally me plus a year because I'm 22.
Yeah.
Wow. That'll preach.
I don't know if that's the saying.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Anyways, so we're engaged. And what else is about us? That's pretty much our only thing that we've got going for us right now.
Yeah, we're just hanging out. It's snowing here in Kentucky.
It is snowing. It's so beautiful. It's like, what, 3 inches?
Yeah, we probably got like 3 inches.
Ryan and I went on a cutie little walk today.
Yeah.
We went and got coffee. And I said, Ryan, we should make this a every week thing. And he said, I don't know about that.
Well, to be fair, we walked 2.5 miles to the shop and then 2.5 miles back.
Yeah, so classic 5 miles. We got 12,000 steps in.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Let's go. 75 hard day four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan and I are on day four of the 75 hard. If you want to listen to our specifics of the 75 hard, you can go back to last week's episode.
Yeah. It's more of like a 75 medium, not so much hard.
It was hard for me because last night I wanted to quit and that was day three.
I actually encouraged her to quit without even thinking about it.
Yeah. I was like, I know. I'm on 75 hard. And he was like, oh yeah. Cause I made some cookies for a birthday party that we went to, because one thing about me, I'm in my cookie baking era. Okay. And everybody, I'm telling you this right now, that cornstarch is the secret ingredient. Cornstarch. It'll make them soft, but how do I explain it? Like, it's like the texture of a crumble cookie. If you've ever had a crumble cookie, it's like soft, but still kind of gooey, but a little crunchy. It's like all of the textures.
Oh, can we just get into my ick?
Okay, go ahead. What?
You will describe something and say something about it. We're going to get into We Listen and
Is
We
this
Don't
on
Touch.
Your list?
Yes.
Okay, then don't say it.
Okay.
So Ryan and I are inspired.
Oh my goodness. You just described something and said everything about it was opposite of what you just said.
All right, well, you're going to have your time for me to listen and not judge.
Goodness gracious.
But we haven't
said
it yet, and so we're going to relax a little bit on that.
All right,
before.
Sorry.
Okay.
I will say, I might be a little quick-tempered today. I just chugged some chicken broth and it made me so hot. I'm like sweating right now. And it's supposed to be cold in this room.
Well, the thing is, we have to hold these mics, but we have to be careful not to like hit the mic because it'll be like boom, 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 boom in the mic. And so I told Ryan, I was like, okay, if you drink that, you're just going to have to be careful to not move your other hand around when you pick up the mug.
I chugged it during the prayer.
And so Ryan was like, I was like, okay, are you ready to film? And Ryan was like, well, I need to finish my drink first. And it was like a full, like he had just poured his bone broth in the cup. And I was like, you can drink it during the podcast. And he's like, nope, nope, I can't. I can't. And I was like, yes, you can. He's like, no, I can't. I'm not allowed to do that. So he chugged it.
Is that what I sound like?
No, that was exaggerated.
Yeah, that made me sound like just a jerk.
Wow, I really am icking you out a lot.
Well, no, that wasn't an ick. You just made me sound like a jerk.
No, that was just exaggerated.
Yeah.
But
you kind of like went for like a Grinch voice there.
Well, you were
now.
Well, you were being silly.
Yeah,
you weren't being for real.
I wasn't even being for real, for real.
So for today's episode, we thought we would play a fun little game. Okay, last week we told you guys all about ourselves, updates, all the things. Kind of talked about ourselves a lot. So we thought, why not do it again? But this time, the bad side of it.
Yeah.
And we are inspired by a game found on TikTok. We're a little late to the trend. I'm not going
to
lie.
We're usually late to the trend. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. The trend gets so big, people stop watching the trend. But if you wait a little bit, the trend dies. And then you can revive it.
So is this the reviving?
Yes, we're reviving. We don't judge and listen.
We listen and we don't judge.
Yeah, we're reviving that.
That is the game. If you haven't heard of the game, this is said game. So it's usually done with couples. I've only seen it done with couples.
Yeah. I've seen like parents. Oh, well, parents are couples too.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good to do like a parent and child.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of funny. Anyways. Yeah. So
you have I've seen it with parents and child.
Oh.
Because one I saw the other day, it was a dad and his two daughters. And the daughter said something about, well, I don't remember what she did, but I don't know. It was
funny. Anyways, moving on. So we have a list of things said about each other where we're going to say these statements and the other person has to listen and not judge. However, since this is on podcast form, we're going to probably elaborate and judge a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, it's okay. But this is my disclaimer to everybody. Majority of this is joking if we seem harsh on each other. However, there might be some truth to it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who doesn't love a little banter?
Who doesn't love it? They love it when we fight.
Yeah, I mean, we fight every day, basically.
We fight all the time. We fight majority of our days. Wake up, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, we put our headphones... We put our helmets on, we put our shoulder pads on, and
Listen, the energy in the room is different today because we're actually filming in advance and during the day. Yeah. So we're not like half empty.
It's just a great day.
It's a wonderful day. There's snow on the ground. The spirit of the Lord is present in the room. And
I'm really hot though. That's the one thing. If I could change something about today, it wouldn't be that I'm kind of sweat. Like I'm just going to be sweating through these sweatpants. Like I'm going to have so much booty sweat.
Listen, this is like totally side note, but I've been feeling very connected with the Lord recently. And I know it's because I've been reading my Bible first thing. Cause I fell out of the habit of doing that.
Did you say your wonderful fiance kind of?
Yes, but I just didn't apply it because I kept making excuses for myself and I kept...
There was about a week straight where I kept asking Abby, like, you read your Bible today? And she's like, I haven't yet.
Yeah, and I had every intention to later in the day because I, like, would wake up and then go on my run and then I would be like, okay, I'm going to do it after my run. And then I'd be like, well, I'm going to go ahead and go to the gym. And then I'd be like, okay, I'll do it after the gym. But then I would eat. And it was just all these things. And it was like, oh, I'll put it off until it was the end of the day and I didn't do it.
And this is coming from somebody that's done the same exact thing. So I'm not throwing shame at anybody listening. But I'm saying that is the lamest excuse.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree.
It's like he literally woke you up and gave you breath in your lungs and you're like, I couldn't get to it today.
Yeah. And that mixed with listening to all these podcasts first thing, it just started my day thinking about like pop culture or just dumb stuff that
it's like you're an egg and you pop the egg into the pan and you just scrambled it real bad.
Okay. I love you a lot. I don't understand that.
Well, I'm just saying like you're like whenever you start your day with just a bunch of craziness and you don't like have your little quiet time, it's like you're scrambled eggs for the rest of the day.
Oh, okay. Well, I was scrambled eggs. I was scrambled whatever you want to call it. I was not a beautiful sunny side up. Yeah. Which y'all know, like I always say like on the podcast, like, oh, I haven't been wanting to read my Bible and that's not like me. Like I always want to read my Bible, but now it's at the point where it's like, no, that is like me. Like Abby, you've let this phase turn into your lifestyle of putting the Bible off and not reading the Bible. And it's been a long time. Like of back and forth, like being inconsistent. So with one of my 75 hard things, it was like, you're not allowed to get out of bed until you've read the Bible. So it's been great. I mean, it's only day four, but the Lord has no time clock, you know, like,
tell you what, he can change you overnight. Changing.
Yeah. And even it, like, I don't have to have some radical, like, rock my world realization to, you know, feel connected with the Holy Spirit. And just the Lord is just so good in so many ways. But I was just starting to feel like I wasn't having that intimate relationship with God.
Well, you're disconnected. Well, the thing is you were disconnected and you weren't probably hearing God's voice because you weren't
listening. I wasn't seeking it out.
Well, you didn't know what it sounded like because right. you weren't reading anything or praying right. to him.
And I was relying on the fact that, like, oh, I've read my Bible my whole life. Like, oh, I have followed the Lord my whole life. I've, you know, whatever, my whole life. And I was just resting on that as an excuse. But it's like, it's the same thing as like running. Like, it never gets easier. And the less you do it, the worse you'll be at it and the more distant you'll get from it.
It's like being married to somebody for 15 years and you're like, ah, we don't have to talk anymore because I'm just going to rely on the first 15. So the next 15, it's like, I don't need to talk to them because, like, we could honestly just move out of the same, we can move out of houses. We can, you know, see each other once a week, on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's enough. And then you're like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's like this, okay, that's the same thing with your relationship with God.
And that's where I was 15 years in and I said, oh, we don't need to talk anymore. And that's just not correct at all. So anyways, all of this to say, I had been reading my Bible. Like, it's not like I just stopped cold turkey, but it wasn't consistent. It wasn't every day. And that was taking a toll on me in many, many ways. I was taking in way more things of the world than I was of the Lord. And yeah, it'll just, as much as you want to like lie to yourself, it definitely will take a toll on you. So if you are feeling like you need a sign to get back in the Word, this is your sign. Use this little blurb to be like, okay, you know what, Lord, are you speaking to me through this? Maybe. And if he's tugging on your heart to go open the Word, do it. If you don't know where to start, I mean, anything is going to be beneficial, but a great place to start. I mean, I love Psalms. I love any of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. I love Ruth, obviously. I just finished Ruth. Maybe not Revelation. It's a little scary. However, scary in a good way. I mean, the Lord is coming back, and he is coming back very righteously. But for the beginner Bible reader, that may be a little intimidating. What are you smiling about?
I was just thinking of more stuff that I can say.
As I'm talking about Jesus, you're writing down your icks about me? Wow. Okay. Well, then maybe that's just a great segue to get into it. This is 1, 2, 3.
We listen and we don't judge.
I think I have one more than you do. So should I start?
I have 7 now.
Oh, you have 7?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I kind of want to start.
All right, go ahead.
All right. We listen and we don't judge. Sometimes, wait, we have to say it at the same time.
Okay.
We listen and we don't judge.
I don't think people listening will want to keep hearing us say that.
Well, okay, we don't have to. Sometimes, if I'm tired, I don't brush my teeth before bed.
I feel like that's kind of common.
Yeah, but like to a point to where like sometimes I'll do it like 2 nights in a row. I'll still brush it in the morning. But like if I'm tired one night, I'll go to bed and I'll just be like, oh, I don't want to brush my teeth. Go to bed. Wake up the next morning, brush my teeth. Tired again. Oh, I didn't brush my teeth last night. Well, I'm just going to go to bed if I'm tired again.
Oh.
But I don't let it go past 2. And it's not frequent. I feel like
you've let it go past 2.
I mean, probably in my lifetime, but not recently.
So 2 is your number? Like, I can't. This the third night, you're just dead tired. You're like, ah, I went 2.
Well, I don't try to go for any because that's just, like, gross. Like, I've just eaten and I wear retainers. So, like, having the food and then putting in the retainers feels like it's, like, sealing in, like, the food that I've eaten, like, into my food or into my teeth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The worst part when you don't brush your teeth, you wake up in the middle of the night and you just, like, taste your breath smells
bad. Oh, so you do it too?
I've done it before. It's not like I do it on a regular occurrence, but I've done it and it's like the worst feeling.
Listen, we can't be doing that. We are too old. to be doing that.
People do that way more than, like, I probably do it once a month.
Yeah, mine was like twice a week. I had a phase where it was like twice a week. Oh. Now I'm better, and now it's like once a month, maybe twice a month. But yeah, there was a phase there.
I'm not allowed to judge.
Yeah, you're not allowed to judge. Is that mean you're judging?
No, I'm not. I'm really not judging.
Listen, you give this mouth kisses, so it's basically like we're brushing your teeth. Actually, we did. Well, do we want to dive into that?
Well, we don't kiss.
Well, we don't make out.
We don't kiss.
No, we do little kisses. Ooh. Why are you acting surprised by that? It's a two-person experience.
Yeah, it is.
But this is kind of a side tangent, but I guess something we could get into. Ryan and I, we used to make out, and now we don't, because we had to stop ourselves from doing that.
Yeah,
because
we just got a little bit too escalated.
It escalated to a point where we knew we didn't want to get to that point, and so we were like, okay, well, if we can't handle like setting these boundaries, then we're gonna have to take it out completely.
Yeah.
So it's been months. What, since the summer?
Probably.
Wow. Crazy. What if I forgot?
Wow, we're so holy.
We are so holy, actually. What if I forgot how to kiss?
Well, we'll practice when we're married.
I'm really gonna have to brush my teeth for
Some reps in.
Okay, your turn. I'm like nervous.
This is fun.
I'm
all right. So sometimes when I'm peeing,
okay,
when I'm done peeing and I'll have a little bit on the toilet seat. What? Why'd you?
Because it's very small.
Oh, sometimes if I'm peeing.
I'm teaching Ryan how to look at our volume on. We have our computer set up right here. And so I'm trying to teach him how we need the waves to all match so that he's not quiet and I'm not loud.
Yeah. Sometimes whenever I get done peeing and I have a little pee on the toilet seat, you know, you grab the toilet paper to wipe it off.
Yeah.
Sometimes if it's not a lot.
No.
Sometimes if it's not a lot, I'll just use my sock and wipe it off with the foot.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's honestly, I can't, because sometimes this is actually worse, I think. Sometimes when I pee, I'll miss.
How do you miss? You're sitting down. What?
Because sometimes I have to pee so bad that it comes out really intensely, it'll like splash and go onto the floor.
How?
And I'll wipe it with my sock.
Oh. So that's normal.
No.
I feel like that's a little bit more. Like, I feel like people do that.
I think the thing is, everyone, I don't care who you are, everyone has things that's like, that is disgusting. That is weird. But no one talks about it. You know what? You're welcome, everybody, for exposing things that everyone does, but no one wants to talk about.
Well, I'll just say the sock on the toilet seat is so efficient. It's like, I bet that, you save probably 7-8 seconds
that,
from grabbing the toilet paper, wiping with the toilet paper, then putting the toilet paper in the toilet in the toilet.
I'm not going to lie. I did do that when I was like 8.
Well,
which is probably why I missed. I haven't done that in my teenage and up years.
I would say that that is a weekly occurrence for me. Probably multiple times a week.
Oh, wow. And our feet touch?
Yeah.
Our socks touch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. And we listen and we don't judge.
That's right. Yeah. So if you're listening and judging.
Your urine mixes with my cotton on my feet.
Probably,
and
yes.
Then I and use my
probably
hands
your
to take
legs and wherever else I touch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't judge though; it's part of the game.
I'm not judging. However, I'm going to proceed with caution. Therefore, and will be asking you if you have pee on your socks from this point forward when we're watching a movie.
Okay, your turn.
Wait, I wore your socks in New York. Were those pee socks?
No. It's when I wear them. It's not like they get recycled to another wear.
What if you're asparagus? What if you have just eaten asparagus and then you pee on the seat, you wipe it off of the seat because pee from asparagus smells really bad.
I never eat asparagus anyways.
Oh. Maybe when we live together, you might, because I like asparagus, so I'll be cooking meals for us.
You never eat asparagus. I literally am with you all the time.
Well, because my mom buys the groceries.
Okay. Well, if you wanted them, you'd get them.
If he wanted to, he would. All right, moving on. I'm not judging. My next one. Oh, this is another one for me. I started with a bunch of stuff for me, and then I transitioned to things
That's
about
what
you.
I did, because yeah. you told me.
Yeah. So
I think actually the rest of them might just be all about you.
Thank you. I love talking about myself. Just kidding. So we listen and we don't judge is I have OCD spoon licking. And you, I think you know this, but I've never like verbalized it. Like think about when I eat like yogurt or cottage cheese.
Yes, you do it or, upside down.
Yeah. So weird. I can't use the spoon. I don't know what it is. This has been like since I was little. I can't use the spoon like a normal spoon. Like, okay, think about a spoon. You scoop it and then you just put it in. I have to like turn it upside down and then eat it that way to where like the round part of the spoon is facing towards my mouth, like the roof of my mouth. But like that makes sense because it fits like the shape. Think about the shape of your mouth. Your tongue like arches to get the food out,
but,
and the roof of your mouth is round on the top, so the spoon is also
round.
So
it fits I understand
perfectly
what you're
in your mouth.
I understand
way.
What you're saying, but are you like you're not putting the spoon that far up?
No, well, I mean the roof of my mouth, like it, literally, there's like your teeth, and then it just goes straight up, so it's not really that far back.
Yeah, but you're mostly using your lips to get stuff off.
Yeah, which again, like, just makes sense because my lower lip is like.
Well, you only have one.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I do have a very small upper lip, everybody, which is fine. I'm fine with that. Anyways, but like with yogurt and stuff, the only thing I can't do it with is soup because like soup is soup,
yeah,
obviously.
It just pours out.
But like
well, you
yogurt.
Do it with cereal either.
But like yogurt, I'll like dip
ice cream,
the spoon in. Yeah, and I'll eat it upside down, which I know you know that because you were making fun of the way that I ate sweet potato nachos because. When I drizzle like chocolate and peanut butter on my
yes,
nachos
this is
and I
so weird.
And I like to I eat them, but I'll like lick the chocolate off and then I'll eat the nacho.
She licks everything off of it. And then she doesn't even really eat the sweet potato. She like picks at it.
No, I it. Bite the sweet potato. Where are you
yeah,
talking
but
about?
You take like there's like the sweet potatoes are like if you're watching on YouTube, they're like a chip size and
it's
Abby
like
takes
ball.
Like 4 bites off of that one chip.
Well, I'm not going to put the whole thing in my mouth at
I know,
one time.
But it's probably a two-chip bite. It's probably like
a
two-bite
bite chip.
Two-bite chip, and you're like a four-biter.
I wouldn't say that.
Usually, you do.
I'm going to disagree with that, but that's okay. Yeah. You know
okay.
what? Okay.
Speaking of food, though, we're going to do another We Listen and
I
we
am just
going
to put this out there, though. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm not going to say it.
Oof.
No, I just don't know how to verbalize it. Like, I can just... see some people being like, oh, that's an eating disorder habit. That's an eating disorder habit. And
what?
It's like in within eating disorders, it's common to like eat foods a certain way or like use certain utensils or like take small bites of things or rip things apart and things like that. And so I could just see that being a thing, which I love being open about my history and my past with eating disorder and how it like comes up again still. But I very much so have learned a lot about myself through having 3 different eating disorders. And I wouldn't classify that as like an eating disorder habit
yeah.
for me, but I could just, I don't know. I hope people don't think that hearing us joke about things like that. It's just like, I love opening it up, but sometimes it is hard for, you know, everyone to have their opinion on it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, thoughts?
It is, yeah, I don't really get affected by that stuff. Just it affects me more when they go after you.
Yeah, but it's really not bad. Like majority of people, they're coming from a place of like kindness. It's just hard because people just don't see like how you live your life on the regular.
Yeah.
And I, again, will never stop talking about my eating disorder. Like I went through that and I want the Lord to use it in whatever way he wants to. But yeah, sometimes it's just hard to like, you know, it's opening up a really deep part of me. And so I'm not that same girl anymore.
Yeah. And here's the deal. Whenever you post everything on social media and you are trying to inspire people and help others, you are opening up the table to be misunderstood mm-hmm. and you are signing up to be misunderstood.
Yeah. So I guess I don't really have to like defend myself, but
no, you can. But I'm just saying not.
Yeah.
So if you stopped, this is good. If you if you're on a walk in a neighborhood and you stopped at every house the dog barks at you at, you'd never get home.
Yeah. Wow.
So, anyways,
anyways, that's all.
This is another we listen and we don't judge. Sometimes, or more now that I live here, I will say I'm hungry and walk around the kitchen.
Oh my goodness!
Until Abby asks if she'll make me something.
Yeah. And he knows he's doing it too. Literally the other day, Ryan came and sat on the counter, and not on the counter. He sat at the counter and he just goes, I am so hungry. Looks at me. And I was like, make yourself some food. He was like, I don't know what I want. Looks at me again. My mom and I both kind of wait a little bit. He's like,
No.
I started suggesting food.
No, I went to the fridge and said I wanted turkey.
Yeah. And then you closed the fridge.
Yeah.
And then sat down. So my sweet mother was like, do you want me to cook some turkey for you? And Ryan was like, well, if you're asking, sure. Acting like he didn't just totally set that up to happen.
It's a great plan. It's one of my best tricks.
Which, in his defense, he knows I love making him food. Like, that is one of my favorite things to do. I love making you a meal. I love cooking food for you. It's like a love language, I would classify it as. However, like, I had just sat down with my meal and taken like 2 bites, and then he was like, I'm hungry. And so I was like, I'm not about to get up and make you food and let my food get cold. But my mom is just a saint.
I'm not a great cook either. I can't cook some, like,
you
I could
can cook ground turkey.
I can, but sometimes whenever somebody else does it for you, it does just, the food just tastes better.
I would agree with that.
The food is just better when it's done for you.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know though. I just, you knowingly do it.
Yeah,
you,
it's bad.
You know you do it.
It's bad.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad. Anyways, you do make your own bone broth.
Yeah.
By
I do.
Cutting open the package and putting it in the microwave. Also, can we talk about how the good quality bone broth store is $8 for 2 cups. Like a container of 2 cups, which is like 2 servings, I guess, is $8.
You say 2 servings. That container is 1 serving, realistically.
Yeah. $8. I told Ryan, I said, we're going to either have to buy them in bulk or find a cheaper version. Because right now, like, since I'm at home, my mom buys all my groceries. And Ryan is about to move into our house, which is like our house for like me and him
that we're renting.
Then he's gonna move in next week. So then when I move in July after we're married, we're gonna be fully on our own with groceries. And super blessed that my mother invests in our health. However, if there's preservatives and it's cheaper, we're gonna be a preservative household. That's all I'm saying.
Amen
to that. My next one, wait, what is this? Oh, I go a week. We listen and we don't judge. I go usually like 3 days, but there have been many occasions where I'll go a week without washing my hair.
Yeah, I feel like that's normal though.
I feel like it's normal, but like, not most for running though. Think about like how sweaty your head gets when you run.
Yeah, but that's just hair health. Like,
I mean, I'll like put water on it, but I won't like use shampoo and conditioner.
This one's kind of a flop.
What?
This one's not a.
All right,
like,
fine.
Like, I think people will be like, that's normal.
I guess, but I just think when running and like sweat and stuff, even if it's just water, I'm not like using soap.
But it's still damaging to your hair to wash it a lot.
Yeah, my hair has been ruined because of running. Like, it's actually pretty bad. Okay, your turn. Because mine was a dud.
Just, you know.
However, I am appreciating everyone's suggestions on my hair health. Go ahead. Oh, he's reading. Are you going
to
say it?
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to see which one I wanted to do.
Okay.
So we listen, we don't judge. Something that really annoys me is I will say something and then Abby will say, like, I'll be like, I really like that backyard. And Abby will say, oh, I was just thinking that.
Well, I will only say I was just thinking that if I was just thinking that.
But you do it a lot.
Well, probably because I was thinking it.
Yeah,
so, we spend so much time together.
Like, I'll be like, we should go get coffee. And Abby will be like, I was just thinking we should do that.
Yeah, probably because I was just thinking that we should do that.
Yeah, well, you do it a lot.
Well, I wouldn't lie about that.
I know, I was just saying you do it a lot.
That's more of an ick.
Oh, okay.
Because what does that get on your nerves? Is that what you're telling
me? Sometimes I feel like you weren't just thinking that.
So you're accusing me of lying.
slight fib that you weren't just thinking
Rhino.
That. Or maybe you were thinking that like 3 weeks ago.
So that is false. However, we can agree to disagree, I guess.
Yeah, your turn.
All right. My next one. Oh, this one's actually bad. I'm actually nervous about this one.
Why?
Because I don't want you to get your feelings hurt.
My feelings hurt?
Yeah.
I'm just a strong, tough, unoffendable young man.
All right. Sometimes when you cuddle me, I still do it even though I don't want to.
Well, I knew that.
I know, but like...
I'll touch Abby and she never wants to touch me or anything.
Okay, here's the thing about me. I am a sensory girly, okay?
And I'm a toucher.
Yeah.
Not in a weird way. No, that did not
His love language right. is physical touch.
I just like a nice hug.
Yeah. And the thing about me is that I also love a nice hug. Mm. But when I'm not wanting it, I am not wanting it, okay? And I have all been like this my entire life. And Ryan is the most touchy I've ever been with anyone in my entire life. But the thing is, like, first of all, that physical touch, when it's with a non-platonic relationship, like when there's like love and romance involved, is in my brain completely different than like physical touch with a friend. Like if I'm giving a hug to like one of my girlfriends or like even a guy that's a friend, it's totally different than me giving Ryan a hug or someone that I dated in the past a hug, like, because it's physical touch with a different meaning in my brain. And like, it's universally a hug, but it's just different. Like it is different. And so that like non-platonic physical touch makes me feel a little bit more exposed. And so that's like, I think where it stems from. But now it's just like, I don't like people like necessarily really like messing with my hair if I'm not wanting it, or I'm very conscious about the clothes that I wear because I don't like feeling constricted. Like growing up and doing theater, I would have costumes that would like have to be sized on me, or you know, people would have to button things for me, and it would always make me feel nauseous, like hands close to me and things like that. All that to say, it's from a place of like sensory, I feel like, because sometimes Ryan will want to cuddle and I'm like, okay, I know he wants to cuddle. I really don't want to right now, but I know that's his love language and that's the way he feels loved. And so him like putting his arm around me or whatever, like even though I don't want it, I'm like, okay, girl, just suck it up and just do it. But sometimes I love it and I want it and I'm the one that initiates it. That's all. Thoughts?
My feelings are so hurt that I just can't even talk.
I knew you already knew it, but like the people of the podcast didn't know it, so yeah. I had to say it.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty normal though, especially somebody listening that's mine. Their love languages and physical touch.
That's mine.
No, but that's my notepad.
This is okay. Well, go ahead and open yours up.
Oh, gotcha.
If any of my girlies also relate to that, let me know, because sometimes I feel very alone in that and very alone in like not wanting physical touch. But I know there are other people out there that are also like that, because I'll talk to some of my friends and they'll be like, oh, it's the same way.
It's just the same thing that somebody like, they like their space. Like,
yeah.
Not everybody wants to spend quality time all the time.
Yeah.
And they want solitude and just time for themselves. Mm-hmm. It's the same, kind of the same thing. We listen and we don't judge. There's another one I got. Abby's been doing this thing where she'll say like, I love a rainy day. And then like a week later, she'll be like, oh, I hate the rain.
Do I do that?
Yeah. Like you were doing it in New York a lot. You'd be like, oh, I love this. And then like 20 minutes later, you'd say you hate it.
Oh, yeah. I think you are right, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was snowing in New York and I was like, oh, I love the snow. And then it snows here. And I'm like, I don't really like snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am very contradictory.
And that goes into one of my other ones is like,
go ahead.
I'm kind of just beating on you right now. So you're describing the cookie. Like, you'll describe something and you'll be like, it was crunchy, but not crunchy. It was like so soft and warm, but it was actually kind of cold. And you'll like describe
something. I'm just trying to like fully describe the experience for the people that aren't experiencing it.
Like, Abby would be like,
sue me for being thorough.
Like, Ryan, rock climb. I was like, this is a random, I don't even think this happened, but she's like, rock climbing was so fun, there were so many people there, but it's so quiet and nobody, there's really not many people there, it feels like there's not many people there.
Yeah, okay, there's a difference between saying there were a lot of people there and there are not a lot of people there, and there are a lot of people there and it feels like there's not a lot of people there.
But like,
because in my brain, there can be a lot of people in one place, but feel like there's not a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Like that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I word it like that.
Abby will be like, my run was real, like the best run I've ever had, but I hit a wall at 15 and I hated the rest of it.
But it could still be the best run I've ever had.
You'll be like, I was so hot, but freezing.
Which is true. In the winter, I'm so hot, but it's also weird because you're freezing at the same time. Here's the thing. I think men and women think differently. You, or at least you and I do, because you are like very simple minded in the way that like one word describes something. As to where with me, I'm like, there could be a ton of words to describe one thing. Like this blanket. Okay. How would you describe this blanket that I'm wearing right now?
Orange.
That's it?
Stripes.
That's it?
Yeah. What else?
I'm like soft, knitted, crocheted, lightweight, long, burnt orange.
For one, it's not long.
It is long. It covers my toes.
Abby, that thing is going from your waist to your toes.
Well, because I have it folded.
Yeah, if you had it up by your neck, it wouldn't cover your toes.
All right, this is what I'm saying. Everybody, I just think Ryan and I think differently. And I'm thorough.
Yeah, you're thorough, but you also contradict. Like, you would be like, man, this view's so pretty. And then you would be like, ah.
Pretty ugly. No, that's just called being funny. I'm moving on. My next one, we listen and we don't judge. Oh, when you drive over speed bumps or just in the car or like take a turn, it gets on my nerves because you are very aggressive with it. And it's almost as if you speed up to go over the speed bumps.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't speed up, but I very rarely will hit the stop. I like to just coast through
it. It feels like you go faster when it's flat, it feels like you go slower when it's flat, and then as you're approaching the speed bump, you lay on the gas.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
It feels like it.
I definitely don't lay on the gas. I usually just don't hit the brake. I'll just coast over it. Because for some reason, I feel like whenever you're going over a speed bump, the slower you go, the choppier it feels. But if you're just coasting at a slower speed, like a steadier speed when you're going over speed bump, it feels like you're just kind of ba-bum.
Okay. I could see that, actually.
Yeah.
I could. However,
sometimes I am too aggressive, though, with the coasting. Like, yeah. I need to go a little slower.
I also think it's your car, too, because it's way more intense in your car than it is.
Yeah. Well, it's lower to the ground.
Yeah. I, like, get airborne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have another one?
Yeah. I got one more.
Okay.
Let me pull it up here.
I like your sparkly phone case.
Okay, the last one I have, it made me think of it while Abby was talking about...
I have another one that I just thought of as
God.
Well.
God.
I love talking about God.
One thing Abby does a lot, and it's really not even anything bad. It's just, it's more funny than anything, but she'll always say the Father or Lord.
When she's describing
God,
like
she won't say God or she won't say Jesus, she'll just say the Father or Lord. Like she could be talking to somebody like random and she'll be like, yeah, the Father did this.
I don't know why I'm like that. I just, those are he has many names.
He does, a lot of
names. I've known you by 1,000 names.
I know you by 1,000 names. And you deserve every single one. You've given me a million ways
to see the things of all you've done, and I am lost in wonder.
We're gonna get copyright.
Yeah, we are gonna get copyright. That was actually my first thought.
Because I sound so much like...
Did you see? I just did it. I just did one of your things.
Sean.
Anyways,
you're on.
Did you realize I just did one of your things?
What?
One of your things that you put on the list.
Yes, yeah, you do that. That's what you do.
That was my first thought, though. I'm not lying. Like, that was the truth. I was like, copyright, but I'm not going to say it because we're vibing right now.
We are vibing.
Wait, what was the thing? Oh. Wait, what was the thing? Oh, Father.
Yeah.
Father and the Lord. Yeah, I don't know. I just like it.
It's just funny. It's not bad.
Have you heard people say, like...
Daddy God?
Well, yeah. That...
What do you think of Daddy God?
I think it's become like such a joke in social media that if someone uses it for real, it throws me off.
Yeah, it's definitely a, like, if you hear somebody say Daddy God, you just pause.
I feel like they're joking if they say
I agree.
Which we're not supposed to joke about the Lord. So that's what makes me feel. Wow, I did do it. What can I say? But we're not supposed to joke about God.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just seems blasphemous in my opinion. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have a couple. One I just thought of. This is something that I think when Ryan and I live together, that's really, really going to bother me. However, so for those of you that don't know, which if you watched our latest vlog, you kind of understand the background of it. But when Ryan was having a bunch of his health issues in December, it was just to a point to where we didn't want him to be alone. So he came to our house and stayed with us in different rooms, all the things in my parents' house. I'm not going to go into it because I feel like I go into it every time. But now he ended his lease on his house. So when he started feeling better at the beginning of January, we found the house that we want to rent. So then we were like, well, there's no point in you re-signing your lease. So he stayed with us for like, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Well, I've been here for probably
2 weeks, probably, since your lease ended?
Week and a half, yeah. So yeah. The 31st. I was staying here before that, but
yeah.
I moved out of my apartment on the 31st.
And so there's little things that I've picked up where I'm like, I feel like when we live together, this is really going to get on my nerves, because it's kind of getting on my nerves now, but not getting on my nerves to where I'll like start a fight about it, but just getting on my nerves to where like I'll say something and I know after saying it a while, it's going to make you mad because it's just been normal for you your whole life. Example. Leaving the water on while you're brushing your teeth.
This is so blown out of proportion.
If you brush your teeth,
my water bill every month is like $30.
Should turn the water on, then turn the water off as you put your toothpaste on and brush your teeth.
Okay.
Then you can turn the water back on when you're spitting it out.
No, this is why I disagree with that. Because if you do that method, a lot of times you're seeing...
Go ahead.
Stay with me here.
Explain yourself.
A lot of times when you spit in your sink, it takes a lot of water to get a lot of that nasty toothpaste and stuff off. So I like having that thing all the way on hot running, because you can splash water a little bit different places too to get all that crap off.
But while you're brushing your teeth, you're not spitting.
But I'm just saying it leaves stuff.
Yeah, you can turn the water on after.
But I'm saying it takes more water.
Yeah, you're using more water.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to brush your teeth and have the water running.
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
No, I'm hearing what you're saying.
No, you're not.
You're saying you like to leave the water running so that you can spit and splash.
Yes, but I'm saying you need the more water, the better, because you can splash it around.
It's going down the drain.
Not all of it. It fills up
yes,
a bit.
Yes, all of it. No. Ryan, what?
It's still splashing around, though.
Splashing around to get what off?
Just a little spit and toothpaste.
There's no spit coming out of your mouth while you're brushing your teeth.
But I'm saying it doesn't always go all the way down every time.
Ryan, you know I'm right.
No, you're not.
Ryan, you know I'm right.
Also, the fridge situation is just crazy, too. I know you're going
to
bring that up.
I was going to say the fridge. We're going to agree to disagree, but Ryan, I don't understand your argument. The fridge thing. Ryan will leave the doors open of the fridge until he's done doing whatever he's doing. For example, he'll grab the cold brew and open up the fridge. He'll keep the fridge open while he goes to get a cup.
Yep.
And then gets the ice with the fridge still open. Then he'll pour it and then he'll put the cold brew back and then close the fridge.
No. See, this is where you leave out parts of it. And I'm sure you guys are really entertained by this. I will go grab the almond milk too. So I'm grabbing more things out of the fridge.
Well, you can reopen the door again.
Because the fridge goes ding, 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 ding.
Because you're letting all the cold air out.
My goodness.
And another thing, he sleeps, which this isn't necessarily like an ick as much, or like something that gets on my nerves, but just something that when we live together, we're going to have to adjust, is Ryan likes to sleep with the TV on like all night. And I really struggle with that. Like I can fall asleep if I'm really tired with the TV on, but it's very distracting for me. Like the lights and stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big challenge.
I'm a TV on guy and I've been trying.
I know. Because I'll wake up in the middle of I'll wake up for my runs and Ryan is sleeping. And so Ryan's sleeping in our playroom right now and I'm sleeping in my room. And so Ryan, there's a TV in our playroom. And so I'll like go out at like 5 a.m. to go run and he keeps his door cracked. And I'll see like blue light. In the past couple nights, I've seen no light.
I've been trying.
That's so sweet. That's selflessness, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. We listen and we don't judge.
You got more?
I have two more.
She hates me.
No, this one's about me. I use bobby pins to clean out my ears. To get the earwax out sometimes. That's going to make a lot of people angry. Why? Because it can scoop it. It can scoop out the earwax instead of pushing it down with a Q-tip. Which I don't do that much anymore. I probably do it once every 6 months. There was a phase in high school where I did it all the time. However, then I got scared that I was going to bust my eardrum. So every once in a while, I'll do it.
So
like once every 6 months.
Do you reuse those pens?
No, I throw them away.
Seems wasteful. Because it has
my earwax on them. Well, bobby pins are like super cheap. And
so is water.
Okay, moving on. My last one. When you forget things, it gets on my nerves.
I'm a forgetful guy.
Yeah, very forgetful. Like, I'll tell him very thorough, important things that I know or that he needs to know or some experience or something that happened to me, and I'll like tell him in depth, and like a day later he'll completely wipe the memory card in his brain of it, and I'm like, I really, really need you to remember these things. Or things will happen in his life and then I'll find out through someone else, or they'll ask me like, oh, how was blah, 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 blah. And then Ryan will be like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you never told me that. And Ryan's like, oh, did I not? And I'm like, I'm like, I feel like I want to know these things before Joe Schmo knows them.
That's a fair one. I shouldn't tell Joe Schmo before I tell you.
Well, and it's not like you're intentionally doing it.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
It's just you forget. It's the forgetfulness of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if that's the worst of my problems.
You got some good problems.
Yeah. So, just love you.
Yeah, I just love you.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
Listen, guys, what are some of your listen and don't judge statements?
Yeah, drop it in the comments.
That would actually be so interesting.
I know.
Maybe I should do like a question box on the Instagram and like see other people's.
Well, tell them to drop it on the YouTube or the Spotify. Like
confessions or on the YouTube and the Spotify. I'm trying to get, well, not trying to, I am going to get weekly vlogs out now, which I've really been enjoying making the vlogs.
I wouldn't tell the people that because we've said that a couple times.
Okay, I'm trying.
Not trustworthy.
Until my actions prove so, don't believe me.
Hold her accountable. Just roast her.
Maybe I should add that to my 75
guys, we're on the road to 50,000 subscribers. So if you're watching and you're not subscribed, it's literally free.
And this was Shameless Plug Hour with Abby and Ryan. We really just plugged ourselves for a little while there.
Well, that's normal. Asking people to subscribe.
Yeah, I just always feel bad.
Yeah, don't do it, actually. Unsubscribe from us.
Sorry. Anyways, what is your high and low of this week? What's it been?
High is the snow. Low is job stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, I did. You were literally with me when it happened.
Oh, that job stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant other job stuff. Ryan didn't get fired, but he's just in a weird spot in work. My low is
I've just been really
sore this week, and it's annoying, but it's also kind of like simultaneously rewarding because I'm like, oh, I'm sore.
She just did it. You just did it.
I can have it coexisting opposing feelings.
That's unreal. You guys just heard it there. That was unreal.
They can coexist though. I can have two opposite feelings at the same time.
It's like squishy, but like a brick.
Okay. Have you ever... You know what? Okay. I'm done. And my high is that...
That you're sore.
And my high is that I feel like we've had good intentional time, especially just with us setting aside like less social media, less... I don't know, whatever. I just feel like with the 75 hard, we're also finding more time to be intentional with one another.
Yeah.
Which is kind of just happening naturally, but it feels like we're prioritizing our time better because we're like motivated by new goals.
Yeah.
And so we get to spend more time together.
We're back.
We're so back.
So back.
Yeah. Anyways, guys.
We love you.
We love you all so much. Thanks for watching.
Peace.
Tune in next week. We love you. Jesus loves you. And
that's life.